Hello, friends, hello, family, hello, listeners, hello, colleagues, and welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And this is the podcast for growth-minded leaders who want to build lasting businesses, not just temporary profits. Again, if you're in the building product space, if you're a manufacturer, a contractor, a distributor, sales rep group, or even architectural firm, this message can help you out. And really, this is good for any business, especially if you're small to medium-sized business. Hey, and again, I'm Dan Owens, and today we're shining a light on something that's quietly crippling businesses everywhere, and it's called financial engineering. Ooh, yes, this is going to be kind of a sensitive topic, but hang in there with me. And what is financial engineering? Well, it's the dangerous game of prioritizing short-term profits, EBITDA targeted stock prices, shareholder or private equity appeasement at the expense of things that actually make your business thrive. And what I really call it is that, you know, the short-term focus versus long-term focus. And I was working out the other morning and I caught a YouTube video on Steve Jobs. This is an old video, probably from the 80s, early 90s, talking about this financial engineering. And when he came back to Apple, what he had to do to kind of turn Apple around. I think it's a great lesson. And, you know, he warned us against this approach, but he was right all along. So let's dive in. So first of all, what is financial engineering? It's basically, it happens when companies, and I won't say manipulate numbers, but through aggressive cost cutting, maybe layoffs, margin manipulation, stock buybacks, or whatever, to kind of artificially enhance the short-term financial statements. But here's the problem. It doesn't actually make the business better. Now, a quick note to all my CFO and financial colleagues. This is not an attack on financial professionals. Over my 35 plus years in business, I've worked with some of the most incredible, amazing CFOs, controllers, accountants who are crucial for the financial discipline and strategic insights of a company. Your work matters immensely. But there are issues arise when the spreadsheet becomes the strategy instead of the scoreboard, okay? So I just wanted to get that out of the way to all my financial friends out there. I don't want to get hate email or hate comments. So let's go back to what I was saying earlier. Steve Jobs famously captured this problem perfectly when he said, quote, "You can't run a business with accountants. The company starts valuing the wrong things." Now, that doesn't mean, you know, accountants or financial people aren't essential. It means that when finance or spreadsheet logic completely takes over, the core business suffers. Now, so why do companies fall into this? Companies typically fall into this financial engineering trap when leadership faces that pressure to hit certain short-term financial benchmarks. So examples would include, you know, EBITDA obsession. We all know what EBITDA is. Leaders chase that short-term margin improvement at the expense of a long-term investment in product or talent. It's probably the short-term focus versus the long-term is probably the number one thing I see. Number two, stock price chasing. If you're a publicly held company, executives prioritize quarterly numbers to artificially boost stock prices through buybacks or aggressive cost cutting or whatever manipulation. Again, I'm not saying it's illegal. What I'm saying is they're manipulating, you know, numbers and managing just by those numbers, often sacrificing future growth. And also shareholder or board appeasement. So decisions are solely made to please the shareholders and the investors each quarter, even if those moves hurt employee morale, innovation, or customer loyalty. Seen it a bunch. All right, private equity pressures. You know, PE, private equity is a big thing. There's a lot of businesses up for sale. And again, I think if you've watched my podcast, there's something, you know, trillions of dollars, what they call in the, you know, great wealth transfer. A lot of these small to medium-sized businesses that don't have heirs or the kids aren't interested in picking up, you know, the business, they're being sold to private equity. They're bundling them together. So right now, PE or private equity, big lot going on in that world. Companies under private equity ownership sometimes are driven to extreme short-term profitability to position for rapid sale, often crippling the organization's ability to innovate and compete. So all these short-term pressures drive leaders to make decisions purely by spreadsheet logic. Decisions that can look good temporarily, but often lead to lasting damage. So as Steve Jobs really said powerfully, if you keep your eye on the profit, you're going to skimp on the product. But if you focus on really great products, then the profits will follow. And again, when we say profit, we mean if you're focusing on that short term, that means, you know, there's no training and all that. And, you know, we're going to cover that in a minute. So what did Steve Jobs get right? When Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, he walked into precisely this scenario, a business obsessed with short-term financial metrics and spiraling downward because of that, because they were looking at just the short-term financial implications. Okay, Jobs immediately reversed this thinking. He reprioritized the entire company around customer experience. Listen up now, this is important. Customer experience, innovation, and design. And he said famously, "Our job is to figure out what customers are going to want before they do. People don't know what they want until we show it to them." Now again, that's a whole nother podcast, and a lot of people may disagree with that. But again, we wouldn't have a lot of the technology we have if we were waiting for the customers to tell us. And we kind of know what they want. But I think if you're in manufacturing, if you're in a business, part of your job is to kind of lead that customer, kind of figure that out with technology, innovation, great service, quality product. Okay, I'm sorry, kind of going off on that one, but you hear what I said. Now, so did he succeed? Well, obviously he did. He did spectacularly. I'll say it again. He said, if you take care of the people, the products, the design, the quality, and the marketing. So his approach became Apple's new business model. So when asked about the financial impact, Steve Jobs responded like this. He said, if you take care of the people, the products, the design, the quality, and the marketing, the bottom line will take care of itself. And it did spectacularly. So what does that look like today? So unfortunately, many leaders today still fall victim to these same financial engineering traps. Here's what I often see in companies now. Number one, obsession with EBITDA margin, which leads to deferring critical hiring, talent investment, employee burnout skyrockets, productivity declines, and innovation stalls. And a lot of times, you know, leaders are talking to your frontline people about EBITDA and all this kind of stuff. You know, they don't care because that really, at the end of the day, that doesn't really impact their day-to-day stuff that they're going through. So, you know, so quit throwing those terms out unless you're going to really do it on a regular basis and make them part of that play. All right, that's all I'm saying. Looking at quarterly stock prices results in companies buying back shares instead of investing in new products, marketing, or customer experience, eventually eroding brand equity. Now, that's a big one. And that's, again, that's another podcast that I might do, is a lot of companies in recent years, their brand equity has gone to nothing because of a lot of missteps with management and leadership. Again, that's another podcast. Okay, and the last one is appeasing shareholders or PE firms triggers rapid cost cutting, layoffs, or marketing freezes. Again, short-term numbers improve, but customer retention and loyalty evaporate, often permanently. It's again, short-term versus long-term viewpoint. A spreadsheet can't show you the erosion of trust, culture, and long-term value happening beneath those attractively quarterly numbers. Steve Jobs famously summarized it this way. He said, "The people that can make a difference are the people who are passionate about the product. And the best managers are the ones who know the product, not just the ones who know the numbers." Wow. Okay. And, you know, again, there's some argument back and forth on that. But I'm telling you, if leadership isn't product and service focused and customer focused, it's going to fail. Again, that's another discussion, but I think it's important to point that out. Now, what to do instead? Okay, now, if all this sounds familiar, here's your wake-up call. So number one, let spreadsheets guide, not drive your strategy. So you want to treat financial data as the scoreboard. Real strategy should be driven by customer experience, innovation, and long-term vision. I'm going to say that one again. Long-term vision. All right, number two, prioritize products and people again. The reason companies like Apple succeed is because their primary obsession is building extraordinary products and empowering passionate people to deliver them. All right, number three, reinvesting in long-term success. Say yes to training. Say yes to R&D. Say yes to innovative marketing and strategic hiring, even if it temporarily impacts the short-term EBITDA. These decisions build lasting value with the company. All right, number three, talk openly with customers and your team. These conversations will tell you far more about the health of your business than spreadsheets ever can. All right, and last one, realign your leadership. Make sure the visionaries and product people are leading and your finance people are supporting, not driving your critical strategic decisions. Okay, so again, Steve Jobs, I'll quote him one more time here. Marketing is about values. It's a complicated and noisy world, and we're not going to get a chance to get people to remember much about us. So we have to be really clear about what we want to let them know. Get clear on your value, communicate it, and the profit will follow. Again, listen to what he said there. He said, it is a complicated and noisy world. And this was in 1997. It's even more complicated and noisy in 2025 with social media and you know, the 24/7 news feed and all this stuff going on. So you have to be very, very clear about what you want your customers to know. I think that is probably the biggest nugget from this that I want to give you. Okay, we're going to close this out. So here's my message to business leaders, owners, CFOs, and private equity investors alike. So financial discipline matters immensely, but financial engineering, it's a shortcut that leads to a dead end. So if your business feels stalled, stuck, or declining, or if you recognize you've fallen into a short-term financial trap, you don't have to stay there. Platinum Business Consulting, we help companies refocus and rebuild their strategy around sustainable growth, innovative products, exceptional customer experience, and strong culture. That's how lasting profitability happens. So are you ready to get your business back on track? I've got a link below, and you know, and we can help you fix what really matters. Or if you're feeling the urgency, I've got another button down there. You can, it's my emergency call button. It comes straight to me, no middleman. And again, I do ask if, you know, no people trying to sell me whatever or vendors. I mean, this is really for customers who need help. So please respect that. So I'm going to put my number out there. So again, thanks for tuning into the Platinum Business Break. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'm Dan Owens, and I'm here to remind you to stop managing your business by spreadsheets alone and start leading with vision. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time. Bye.